It's time for Sports Med Talk on ESPN 700. Insight from the experts in the sports medicine field on injuries from the world of sports. Sports Med Talk on ESPN 700 is presented by SportsMedUtah.com, your home for comprehensive sports medicine care for athletes of all ages and skill levels. Now here's Sports Med Talk on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
It is Sports Med Talk presented by SportsMedUtah.com. My name is Keith Stubbs. On the phone right now, joining us via the Digis Hotline, we have Dr. Christopher Belton, orthopedics and sports medicine specialist. How you doing, doctor?
Excellent. How are you doing, Keith?
Good. Do people call you doctor or they call you Christopher?
I go by Chris.
I'm going to go by
Chris. They often call me doctor.
Can I call you Chris?
Of course.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. Hey, did you watch the game on Sunday, Seattle and Green Bay?
You know, I did. I watched most of it. I kind of turned an eye away from it, and then the last 4 minutes happened, and I could not believe what I watched.
It was amazing.
And, so having lived 2 years of my life up in Seattle, knocking on doors, I was really stoked to see the Seahawks pull it out.
Right on. That's great. So you're on a mission in Seattle is what you're saying to me.
That's right. That's where I went.
In code, or selling alarms. Maybe you're selling alarms.
Yeah, I was selling Melaleuca.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
I went up there as a missionary, and I loved Seattle. Had a great time.
Yeah, I was excited to see that. But, Christopher, as I was watching the game, it was like, man, some of those injuries. Earl Thomas, he was playing, then suddenly he went to the locker room, and they're saying he has a dislocated shoulder. You're in the biz. You're a doctor. Can he recover from that in 2 weeks to be able to be ready to do his thing at the Super Bowl?
So things they can do to help him be able to play might be trying to brace that shoulder. You know, he's the professional athlete. And they need his skills, and that'll be the call between his coaches, trainers, their surgeon, and him. For the normal person, 2 weeks is a little bit aggressive to try to get back into competitive play.
So what kind of treatment would you put a guy like that on based upon what you saw on television, of course, but it's Seahawks safety Earl Thomas, dislocated shoulder, looked painful to me. And, you know, and the notion that he could go back in the game, it's like, wow, that's a man.
Right. Well, you can take away the pain with numbing medicine, but that doesn't solve any of the problems. And when you dislocate a shoulder, particularly a young person, through a trauma, usually you worry about tearing part of the support of the shoulder, kind of a seal around the joint that we call the labrum. The labral tear predisposes that shoulder to having more issues with instability and dislocating. Where he's got a real advantage is his physical strength. The labrum provides some of the stability to the shoulder, but all of the surrounding muscles then provide what we call dynamic stabilizers of the shoulder. And, you know, he's clearly got a finely tuned shoulder, and those muscles can help support it. So treatment would be rest, anti-inflammatory medications to try to get inflammation out of the shoulder and reduce pain, icing and compression to help with the swelling. It would have felt a lot better the minute they put it back in joint. Shoulder dislocations hurt horribly while they're out of joint. And the moment you get them right back into their socket, usually the pain goes way down. And I'd be surprised if he doesn't play. He'll probably be braced to some degree, and it'll be kind of see how he does. If he takes another big hit, though, that shoulder could pop out again, and that would, in my opinion, certainly end his play in 2 weeks. Long-term, it's very treatable. He tore something in there. Shoulder instability is a very treatable condition. It's something to do all of the time. If rehab is what they need to strengthen muscles, that's what we prescribe. If they've torn something that needs to be fixed, quite often we can take care of that through the scope. Years ago, big incisions were needed, and now we can handle that right through an arthroscope, much less invasive in terms of how big of an incision and how much tissue we damage to get down to it.
You know, assuming it's not an injury that he's had before, I guess it could become chronic, but what did you say that they can do to hopefully have this be an isolated incident for Earl Thomas as far as a dislocated shoulder?
Well, his body is going to determine whether this is a one-time deal, because if he tore up those key stabilizers, I think he'll end up needing something repaired. In terms of helping to keep this from happening again, strengthening and conditioning, of course, helps stabilize that shoulder. We can brace a shoulder that's unstable, but the shoulder needs its motion. You know, you think about bracing anybody who needs to be able to reach up or reach out or reach back, and that brace is preventing that motion. It's just going to get in his way of playing. So when I see basketball players that have an unstable shoulder, bracing is usually not a great option. Because you can't go up for your shots, you can't go up for your blocks. Mm-hmm. Maybe a lineman whose arms are down by their side and they're reaching straight ahead to try to block, that's a good patient to consider bracing. But I don't foresee bracing being a good solution for somebody like him.
It is Sports Med Talk presented by SportsMedUtah.com. His name is Dr. Christopher Belton. Hey, Doctor, tell us about Core West Valley City.
Core West Valley City used to be known as Associates in Orthopedics. We have a shared practice or common leadership in our practice with another group called CORE at Jordan Valley. And between our two practices, we can handle every orthopedic issue that comes our way. Specific to CORE in West Valley, I do very general orthopedics, a lot of issues down in the hip, knee, ankle. I've got a partner, Dr. Silvero, who's a shoulder and elbow subspecialist. He's our guy that manages some of the more challenging shoulder and elbow issues. And then also Dr. Burrows, who's our fellowship-trained hand surgeon. So anything going on in the hand and wrist, Dr. Burrows is an expert in. And we've got physician assistants that help us with our patient volume. But we're in West Valley City. We treat all ages. Certainly love to treat athletes of all ages. They are really fun to take care of because they're so motivated to rehab and get back into sport. And then we've also expanded into Tooele. So we're 2 days a week in Tooele County. So patients that live west of the Ochres don't have to drive so far to get comprehensive orthopedic care.
His name is Dr. Christopher Belton, Sports Med Talk, presented by SportsMedUtah.com. Check out CORE West Valley City. The number is 801-964-3925. It is Key Stuff Sports. Doctor, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Key, thanks for talking to me, and good luck out there with those Kias. I might have to come see what I can do to get the ticket.
That sounds great. Thanks, Chris. Have a great day.
Have a good night. Yep.
There you go. That's Christopher Belton, doctor, by the way. Sports Med Talk presented by SportsMedUtah.com.